Hello, SFL people. I'm Brian Craven, and this is a special roundtable edition of Coach's Corner. I brought together a few of my new Lone Star teammates to talk about some topics about our great league. We're going to be unscripted and uncensored, so hang on to your hats. This might be interesting. So let's take a moment to have our crew introduce themselves. We've got a couple of guys that have not been formally introduced. So guys, tell us who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about why you joined Lone Star. And then last, tell us who your celebrity arranged marriage should be. Let's start with Freddie.
Well, hey, how you doing? My name's Freddie Trammell, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I just like to say that I'm proud and glad to be with the Glory this year. It was a really big decision to try to come from Vegas to the Glory, but I'm here, and my celebrity would have to be Stevie Nicks.
Ooh, I like it. I like it, yes.
I always had a crush on Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, yeah, and if you you don't know who she is, I pity you young people. Well, let's move over. Good music too. Let's move over to our other new signing that hasn't been formally introduced, Liam.
Howdy. It's Liam Hammer and Southern California. And Freddie, you took my celebrity.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
What?
Yeah, you took my celebrity.
Wow.
Golly, ain't that something?
That is something. Great taste. So I'm going to go with Freddie. I'm just going to say Freddie has great taste, and glad to be part of a team with him on it.
Okay.
That's destiny.
It's destiny.
And the fact that you don't have a second just tells me how committed you were to Stevie Nicks.
I was committed.
I'm
mostly because I don't watch any movies, so.
Okay.
Except for good ones.
Okay.
My second would have been Raquel Welch.
Well, yes, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And then our last person, you all know probably more than you want to, Doug.
Hello,
who's your celebrity arranged? Who's your celebrity arranged marriage? I know your wife's not home, so you won't get in trouble.
Celebrity arranged marriage. Okay, now, did you want this in alphabetical order or in order by height? Or
are you a Mormon or something? How many are you gonna have here? This one.
Well, it's kind of funny because my wife and I, we actually watch a lot of like The Voice and American Idol and stuff like that. So there was a show that's on called Songland, and my celebrity crush was on that the other night. And my wife jokingly was like, "Hey, there's your girl, Martina McBride. Been in love with her forever. She's so beautiful." I love it.
Great singer.
Love it.
That's a good pick. That's
Martina.
Yeah.
And then my second would be Stevie Nicks, of course.
All right.
Maybe we can get Stevie Nicks to do the national anthem for one of our games.
Oh, that would be rocking and rolling.
And she still looks pretty good for her age now.
How old is she now?
She's in her 60s.
Okay, I was going to say, I know she's a little bit older than I am, so.
Yeah.
My celebrity arranged marriage is Halle Berry. All about that Halle Berry.
You know what? Halle Berry was over at my house the other day, and we were making brownies, and we were
Get out. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. That's just too, even joking, that breaks my heart.
Fun fact, not about your celebrity crush, but Stevie Nicks, the one that you should have picked.
Well,
I know somebody who played drums for Stevie Nicks.
Really?
Yeah, he not for long, but he played drums on, I think, one song.
Okay.
Forget his name.
Like a studio musician?
Yeah, he's just a studio musician.
Okay.
Yeah.
That still blows my mind that me and Lehman picked the same name of all the artists to pick from.
That is pretty funny.
It just blows my mind.
That's pretty funny. It must have been fate that we'd all be on the same team.
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, guys, you ready to move into a few topics? I don't know how hot they are, but a few topics on the league that I brought you in here to commentate on.
Oh, let's do this.
Commentate. That's not the right word there.
Comment?
Yeah, let's go with comment.
Converse about?
I don't know.
Doug's here, so it's more of a comic, but...
Huh.
Touche. All right, well, question number one. We have seen a couple of people in chat lately that have sort of let their emotions get the better of them. Anyone that's been around the league for a while has seen it before, and we know we're going to see it again. Obviously, these guys are competitive. They want their teams to do well. How much do you think something like that can affect a player in the draft or free agency? Doug, why don't you take us out on that question first?
Well, the first thing that these guys have to realize is, I mean, it's just a game. You know, I'm competitive. I'm, you know, wanting to do well. But at the end of the day, it's all about the team. You know, I've made comments about this before about I've told the rookies and stuff. I said, one game, I had 3 tackles. One game, I had 12 tackles. So I went from the bottom to the top and everywhere in the middle. But at the end of the day, it's all about the team. So if you make comments, rant, rave, rage, or whatever, it could possibly hurt your draft stock.
Sure.
And, you know, if you are somebody that was with a team, they may not want to re-sign you because they may not want that negativity in their locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Got to stay happy and positive.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, stay happy and positive.
Okay.
I feel like Doug is saying, you know, it reflects the team a lot when you're out there, you know, complaining and stuff, because the individual has no control over it. You know, it's the coaching staffs. So to be bitching and complaining, it's just a bad reflection on your team.
Sure. Well, and let's be honest, sometimes the AI is not your friend, and it'll just do the darndest things, and even your coaching staff doesn't have a lot of control over it. So, frustration's one thing. Liam, you want to weigh in with anything?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me, I agree with what Doug was saying. It reminds me of something Johnny Pickler said on AJ Stryker's podcast a while back, that it's a sim league. The only thing that sets us apart is our personality. Yeah. So what you see in general chat, that's all you see. And because you can build a good player, but right. You can't build a good person. So if you're, you know, complaining, that's not someone that a lot of people are going to want to have in their locker room, you know? And so it's going to affect how your career goes in this league.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. And we kind of joke about it. I mean, I will admit straight up that every time I see that happy and positive, I want to slap somebody. But it is a good mindset. Well, I'm just that way. I'm a contrarian once in a while. But it is a good mindset, and it does help you get through quite a bit. And anytime you're in a group, and this is one thing that I really our league does a great job of replicating. A lot of sports situations, that locker room atmosphere, the one team, one dream atmosphere, we before me, all of that jazz. If you've got too much of the negativity, it can fracture that really quickly. So I definitely see that a big issue. Any final thoughts? And we also need to remember, I see Gunny joined us, but I'm not seeing if he's actually in or not. Oh, no, it says he's connecting. Hopefully we'll get Gunny in here. Any final thoughts on that topic?
Well, I mean, it's like Liam said about the, you know, about the Pickler. It's all about the personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the person. And yeah, we may, and I think we've touched on this before, we may laugh and joke and, you know, lightheartedly make fun of, you know, what individuals say in chat, you know, positive and happy, you know, but that's his personality. That is what is going to get him remembered.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we see a lot of people, you know, it's like, hey, I am this person. You know, if you're looking for somebody to shore up your defense, I'm your person. You know, that's what teams are looking for. They're looking for that positivity. They're looking for that, you know, hey, this guy, you know, might help our locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you go ranting and raving and raging, I really wouldn't want, even though he's a top of the scale player, not sure if I want that atmosphere, you know, that negativity in my locker room. Mm-hmm. So
this is supposed to be the fun league, not the no fun league.
That's right. That's right.
The super fun league.
Well, and there's a difference, you know, if it's once or twice, you know, the frustrations are going to boil over. It's about the pattern too. So I think most people can look at one instance or maybe a couple of them, you know, and maybe, you know, if somebody says, man, I'm having such a hard time in my life right now, and I let my frustrations get the better of me, that's going to happen, and you can live with that. But if it's when you've established a pattern, that it's going to be something that's going to be harder for teams and people to overlook, for sure.
It's more about the community, though, than it's just the game. The game only lasts 2 hours, but the community lasts a lifetime.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't played a game together at all, Lone Star. We haven't played a game together at all. But our locker room atmosphere already is something that I'm just so grateful for, so excited. And we've got a good camaraderie and chemistry established already. The truth of the matter is that we have a lot of downtime where we're not playing games. So we've got to be
able to now.
That's right. Okay. Any final thoughts? We'll move on. I'll take that as a no. Okay. Topic number two. Let's take a little time and talk about other teams in the league. Obviously, we're all in on Lone Star, rightfully so, but maybe take a minute and tell our listeners about other teams that would be attractive to you and why. And let's start with Liam on this one.
Well, for me, probably I most obviously would be Chicago.
Sure.
I liked playing there. It was a fun place. Good locker room. But personally, I'm a pretty content guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of too many places I'd rather be than here, honestly.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, this is Freddie. With me, I never thought I'd leave Vegas.
Sure.
If it wasn't for Diva Dave DMing me one day and sticking this little thought in my head about coming to a new team. And then it wasn't too much longer, Mr. Doug Day DM'd me, and it kind of all starts clicking together. So,
sure.
Yeah. I thought I'd never leave Vegas, but I did, and I'm here at Lone Star, and I'm glad to be here. But I probably wouldn't be nowhere else. I'd still be in Vegas if it wasn't for Mr. Day.
Sure. Doug, we kind of covered this a little bit before. Just talk about some of the other things, but why don't you give us a team that you might have? I'm going to take Vancouver off the list because we left Vancouver and we both loved it there, but we left. So you got to come up with another team if you weren't here that you would. I'm putting the pressure on. What's a good looking team to you for whatever reason?
Well, like we discussed earlier, the first thing that you would have to look at is the locker room, is, you know, who is on the team. So that this question is very, very difficult because every single team is just packed with great people.
Okay.
You know, living in Southern California, you know, people ask me sometimes, well, why aren't you a Chargers fan? Well, I'm not a Chargers fan because of the ownership of that, okay, you know, that team. But in the SFL, it's everybody is just amazing. So I think I would probably have to go with Carolina.
Oh, okay.
From day one that I came into this league, other than, you know, of course, Vancouver, Carolina, day one, was in the chat. You know, they're active. They're just like, hey, what's up? You know,
they're a little bit insane, you know, which I can definitely see the appeal.
Totally. They're just, you know, could you imagine Tristan and I? Oh, good Lord. We would just blow up that
I don't want to.
I'm telling you. But
don't make
me
think about that.
You know, and then of course, you know, Portland, you know, being an Oregon boy, you know, Portland has its appeal. You know, if there would have been a San Diego franchise developed, that would have been a hard, you know, hard choices.
You can't say every team in the league. I'm sorry.
I know. I think I would have to go Carolina. They're just relaxed, chill, mellow. They love to have fun. They love to tear it up and chat.
Yeah.
You know, so plus I want to give a shout out to Rachel Colston. Thank you very much for the masks that you made us. My wife loves them.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like Freddie's been trying to get in and he can't get in. I feel really bad. Cause
I think it's Gunny.
No, I think it's Gunny.
I meant Gunny. Concussions. I've had a lot of concussions.
I do got to say, Doug, you mentioned the Chargers and why you're not a fan of the Chargers. You know, you say it's ownership, but it's really – and I'm going to take a shot at the Chargers here, but the reason you're not a Chargers fan is because you have a brain. I'm from Southern California, too, and I ain't a Charger fan.
Ouch. Maybe that's why they left San Diego.
Go Broncos.
That's right.
All right. Moving on, then. Topic number 3. You're going to love this one.
Twinkies. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not Twinkies. We can talk about Twinkies if you want, but Charles gets hit by a bus, and you're appointed acting GM of Lone Star. Okay? So take that in your brain. Charles gets hit by a bus. Throw out the position limitations so that every player in the draft is available to us at number 6. What is your most important criteria for that pick? And who would it be? Let's start with Freddie.
Well, you didn't give me much time to think, but
okay. Let's go with Doug. Let's go with Doug.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay.
All right. So Charles gets hit by a bus. We're definitely going to need a running back. That's an easy one. Totally, Fox Highwin.
Okay. I was expecting more
personality. Okay. You know, I mean, you know, he's a great guy. He's been here in the league for a little while. You know, he's put in his time. He's, you know, he's all over chat. He gets along with everybody. You know,
almost everybody.
I've had the distinct honor of, you know, having DMs with him about, you know, life and this and that. And, you know, it's just he would fit into our locker room.
Okay.
Period. That's simple. He would be a great fit to our locker room.
Okay.
If we needed a running back.
All right. Freddie, I'm sorry. I started you off and then I cut you off. So now you have the floor.
I'm going to go with the quarterback and I'm going to go with Dynasty.
Okay.
Because we need a quarterback.
Okay. No, nothing about Dynasty that makes you want him over somebody else?
Well, he's
Hawaiian.
Yeah, he's one of the higher rated quarterbacks in the league, right? In the SFL minors.
Okay. I got you.
If we wasn't drafting, though, I'd try to get Pickler.
Okay, well, let's imagine we do. Let's imagine we get Pickler. Then what are you doing at that spot?
Then we'll have to go with a running back.
Okay.
Foxworth or what's that kid, Kevin Seeley?
Oh, Kevin Say?
Kevin Say, yeah.
I do like Kevin, yeah.
Yeah. That would be my two running backs.
Okay. Liam, you're on the spot.
Well, Doug and Freddie took both my guys, Fox and Dynasty. So, for the sake of argument here, and I'm gonna try to do something different than what Doug and Freddie. So, say we got Pickler, right? So you can get Pickler here, right?
Okay.
And we're gonna need a running back, obviously. And since Doug already said Fox, I won't say Fox. I'll say that we convince. We convince a retired running back to come back into the league and steal another rookie spot.
Wow.
For our team, okay? And then we're going to beef up our wide receiver spot and go Mike Twinscrew at number 6.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
There we go.
I like that a lot. Yeah, that's...
I like it a lot.
I still want to bring Skeletor P-Funk back, so... Maybe we can convince him to switch to running back.
He was over at my house the other day.
Get out.
We were having a barbecue.
You and Skeletor and Halle Berry?
Yep.
I know that's a lie because you didn't mention Twinkies. If it was real, you'd be eating Twinkies.
That's right.
Well, that's what was for dessert, of course.
I need to see pictures. I'm going to need to see pictures.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Those will not be shared in any public links.
I know how to Photoshop. Look, there's Cam in the background.
Suddenly, we all get banned.
So I have a question.
Yes, sir. Let's have it.
Has anything came up about the supplemental draft yet that we're talking about, your last show? Has anything changed since then?
Secondary
positions.
Oh, right. Are you talking mainly, because what I recall us talking about a little bit was just some of the teams, some of the players being concerned about being locked into positions maybe they didn't want to play.
Yeah.
There's a couple things there that I think are in the works. Cam is trying to, or has proposed, that people be able to continue progressing at the position they really wanted, or building progression or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what form that'll take, but if, for example, somebody's like, listen, we would love to have you, we think you'd be great, but we only need a defensive tackle and they didn't want to play defensive tackle, but a person
could.
I think the proposal, if I understand it, is the person could choose to do that and then be progressing there, let's say wide receiver, for the next season. Now, the question I don't know the specifics of is if they can be a free agent, if they can re-sign with their current team, if they can, I don't know any of those details. But even if they could just do, under that scenario, say do that and then be a free agent as a wide receiver, that I think would probably be preferable for a lot of people to, well, sitting out or being in the minors or whatever. I'm not sure. I've had a lot of conversations with people about it, and some people are just completely, if I don't get my position, I'm going back in the minors and building for next season. Okay.
That sounds good.
Well, it is and it isn't to me in a way, because unless they change the rules, they're only going to be base silver. Because we're just bringing in rookies at base silver, and that's fine. That's an improvement over copper, for example. But I don't know. I have a little bit different motivation than a lot of people, so I can't say for sure how that will go. But you bring up a question. You bring up an interesting question, one that Charles was talking about. Charles and I were talking about the other day. He thinks that there should be a reward for people drafted, depending on where they're drafted. So if you're drafted in the first round, you ought to be a higher level than a guy drafted in the fourth round. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, definitely. It's just like the the no fun league. If you're drafted first, you get the most money. If you get drafted, 250 first, it's just your level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. That's it.
Okay. I like that to a point. I think that's because it makes first round picks more valuable. But at the same time, you have the same issue with, a lot of teams are more comfortable filling their positions before they get to the draft.
Right.
Especially at key skill positions. And so you're going to have a lot of the better players dropping to the third round, not getting the boost.
Yeah.
Just because of no need. We've seen that this year where the teams have preferred to bring back guys from previous seasons to fill the need and maybe draft these guys at defensive end in the third, fourth round than to take them at their skill position in the first or second round.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is a tough thing. If you're somebody, not all of the quarterbacks. If you're a quarterback in the minors, you've been banking value for a while. You've been doing the only work, air quotes, that you can to get value. And you didn't have quite enough, or you didn't sell yourself quite enough, and you don't get drafted there. And if you're in the third round, and because of the limitations, so you have to go third round to play something else, if you take a hit, that's a problem. But the other side of that to me is you see guys slip in the draft for various reasons all the time. You see teams reach in the draft for various reasons all the time. So I think, while I tend to agree that there should be a reward for being a high pick, that might not be as, now that I sit and think about it, that might not be quite as realistic as I was thinking it would be. I don't know. I just raised a question that I can't answer on the air. That's not very helpful. Any other thoughts on that, fellas?
Well, it's kind of puts some guys at a disadvantage, people like me who started out not even being drafted, and I have to work my way up. And just because somebody's drafted number one, why should they be rewarded?
True.
I mean, just be drafted number one should be the reward itself.
True. And there is. Yeah, there's some glory to that. I see what I did there. There's some glory to getting drafted. But that's a good point.
Well, if we're talking about real football, quote unquote, being drafted high doesn't make you a better player. Yeah, you get more money, but how many first-round draft picks flop every year?
Oh, yeah.
Even number one
pick. Absolutely.
Doesn't do anything for your career. Yep. So the fact of getting a huge boost just because you happen to line up with that team's need.
Yep.
It seems a little imbalanced to me.
Yep. Well, I think go ahead, Doug.
Like we were discussing at the top of the show, the rants, raves, rages, there was a guy last year, he had the highest number of banked weeks, and he ended up going third round.
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted that nobody wanted that personality or energy or negative energy or whatever in their locker room. And he ended up going late third round.
That's true.
And then he ended up dropping out of the league because he, I didn't get the position I wanted and blah, blah, and he was gone.
Right.
And that's the nature of our beast is there's going to be, and I see it coming this year. There's guys that have banked many, many, many. They have top players. but they're not going to be drafted in their position because of the, I guess we could say, lack of spaces.
Yeah.
You know, we have, what, 8, 9, 10 minor league quarterbacks. Maybe 2 of them get drafted as quarterbacks.
I think it's going to be more like 3 or 4 at this point. But still, that's not all of them. The same with running backs.
You know?
Same with running backs.
So you just got to be flexible and patient, and, you know?
I do wonder, do you guys think that next season, so people that come in and, you know, they take a look and they're trying to get a little advice on it, and they're looking at the league. Do you think next season we could see a run on a different position? Or do you think it could hurt our growth? Like, you think if people come in and there aren't any running back spots, there aren't any quarterback spots, and there aren't a whole lot of receiver spots, that people are going to be like, well, I don't want to play anything else, and just not join the league? Do you think that we could see that happen?
I could see a lot of career minor leaguers.
Wow, yeah, and that's not what they want. They don't want to set it up that way. But
sure. If I want to play quarterback and there's no quarterback spots, hey, I'm just going to sit in the minors.
Yeah.
You know, I get my 8 games. I get, you know.
Hopefully so. Playoffs and championship.
If
you get to the championship, you get 12 games. You get as many as – I'm sorry, not 12. You get 10 games. You get almost as many as regular. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. And okay, roster expansion, another round of team expansion. It's all possible. So I don't know. We're not raising a question that hasn't already been raised by the powers that be. What about the other guys? What could you see something like that happening? We have like 97 defensive tackles next season, because people think that's the way to go.
Yeah, because I don't think the turnover is going to be as great as it was this year.
That's a valid point. It's
definitely going to have to expand rosters or expand teams.
Yeah, I could totally see that happen. I mean, the thing is with expanding rosters, though, is it doesn't really change that problem. Because there's still only a certain amount of quarterback spots, unless they start instituting backup quarterbacks, which I doubt they ever will. Unless you expand the league team-wise, expanding rosters does nothing to expand skill positions. Because expanding rosters are going to add offensive linemen, stuff like that. And
more kickers.
More kickers, exactly. Contract punters. Punters are people, too.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Shut up, Doug.
But I do think you could have that, like Doug said, some career minor league guys who are just like, well, I'd rather play quarterback for 8 games than defensive tackle for 12.
Right.
And well, if I'm not mistaken, minor leagues, that's free.
Yeah.
No. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Can you be in the minors
without a subscription?
No, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
Oh, okay.
We could. That's relatively irrelevant anyway. Well, here's a question. We brought up backups. What if we messed with the stamina sliders on the game and backups would get into the game more often? You know, we already see if a running back carries the ball 3, 4, 5 times, backup comes in. So what if we messed around with that? Receiver breaks a long one, a couple of long ones. Third wide receiver bumps up, you know. I don't even know if it's doable.
I think that has potential, but once again, doesn't necessarily change, you know, like quarterback. You're going to have quarterbacks get stamina.
That's, they're not going to get tired, yeah.
And also, I don't think any of the coaches would want that. Oh, shoot, it's 3rd and 15. My quarterback had a scramble on the last play. This is for the game. My backup quarterback came in.
Right. No, that's a huge problem. Yeah.
I think for running back, I think it's especially feasible, in my opinion, just because, like, if you look at, you know, again, quote unquote, real football, it's gone a lot that way toward the timeshare.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do the rest of you think?
But then you're getting back to how many times somebody touches the ball. if he only touches the ball one time and then the other guy comes in and touches it twice, then he's going to be bitching. Well, I could have been two catches for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, nobody likes being the backup either. And so I don't know how many, I don't know how popular that would be, to be honest. So, but I mean, hey, like I said, I'm sure none of these questions that we're bringing up are questions that have not been
asked before.
Well, we are closing in on the end of our show here, fellas. You guys have any final thoughts you'd like to throw out there before we shut it down? And
I'd like to remind everybody to vote for the honors.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go vote for Coach Craven as the
community ambassador
or something like that.
Community ambassador. Yeah.
That's very kind of them to think of me like that. But there are other good candidates there as well.
You should still vote for Craven.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to stop you if you want to do that.
Not saying the rest of the people in that category aren't great people, but you know, I'm a little biased here.
I can understand that.
I think we're all a little biased here.
Go Lone Star.
Glory go.
Go Glory go. I love it. I love it. And Bodacious the Bull says hello to Scott Stover. Yes, he does. Well, on that bombshell, this has been a roundtable edition of Coach's Corner. I want to thank you guys for joining. Next time, we'll actually get Gunny in here. I saw his face a couple times on the screen, but it just didn't seem to happen. Good luck and God bless, my friends.
Good night.
Good night.